Beautiful. Thank you. At this time, we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. Good morning. How are you all doing? All right. Franklin had the bag today. All right. Now, this is the last Sunday we'll use the bag this year, but we'll bring it back out next year, okay? So don't you worry about that. And I may have a surprise in it for us first time next year. How's that sound? All right. Oh, fabulous. What is this? A football. What do we do with a football? You throw it. That's right. You throw it to people, right? Not at people, right? Now, you got to learn how to throw a football, right? Because what do you want? You want a nice spiral when you throw a football, right? And you want it to go in the direction that it's supposed to go. And so it's got to be, you've got to have some discipline, and you got to know exactly how to get it from point A to point B, right? And so that's something you learn, and it's something you're taught. And in the same way, our Christian faith, we need to be to learn how to share our faith, right? And how to share God's love with others. And sometimes when we do it, it'll be perfect. It'll be a touchdown pass. It'll be nice and tight spiral, and it'll get the job done and get the message around that we want. Other times we may throw it, and it'll be a lame duck. And it won't go very far, right? But we got to trust that God's still going to use that, and he's still going to help us. And so as we practice football or soccer or basketball or baseball, whatever sport we play, in the same way we've got to practice our faith, right, and practice the things that Jesus wants for us, all right? So I want us to be mindful of that today. And again, in a few short months, I'll bring the bag back out. So thank you for that. There you go. We're not going to take it home with us. We're going to leave it here with me. All right, so we will have a prayer, and then the little kids are dismissed for Children's Church. Second and third grade, you all stay up here. Everyone else, you guys can go downstairs. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you for these children, the opportunity we have to teach them, Lord, and the opportunities we have to learn from them as well. We pray that you would continue to surround them and enable us to help teach them to become the men and women that you have called them to be. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, and ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you all can go to Children's Church. Scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. This was, again, another favorite scripture passage that was given to me last year. As soon as I saw it, I knew exactly what it was and knew exactly where I was going to preach this passage. And, of course, here we are today, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, one of my favorite seasons of the year. As we hear these words from Paul, let us consider and be mindful of the things he is instructing us by our Heavenly Father. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, "Give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you again for this day, for your love and your grace. We thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word read. We pray that you would be with the words you have given me to speak this morning. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to understand. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. And we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. How many of us this morning desire to know God's will? How many of us have asked time and again, I just wish I knew what God's will was? I've had countless conversations with people over the years regarding God's will, what it might be for their life. I've had the same doubts and the same questions as all of you in my own life. What is God's will? What is He calling me to? What is it He wants me to be a part of? And Paul, as he is wont to do from time to time, answers our questions. These deep questions that we have, and it seems as if he answers this question rather easily. We all know, of course, that it's easier said than done, but he says, giving thanks in every situation is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. What is God's will? That we give thanks in every situation. The good, the bad, and the in-between. Right? Because you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have what? The facts of life. Abby's been watching that. It's in my head, that song. It's all I hear lately. The facts of life. The times we have to be thankful. And this seems simple. Right? As with most things, it's easier said than done. But this morning I want to offer to us that gratitude is an expectation of God's. God expects us to be grateful. God expects us to be a thankful people. Always. We remember, of course, Paul's words in Philippians, to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, to be thankful, to give thanks, to be grateful. We should rejoice in all things. The question becomes for us, how do we do this? What does this look like? I've come to believe over the years that God's will, as we see here, isn't something we have to look too terribly hard for. Make disciples, right? Give thanks. He tells us exactly what His will is. The problem, the hard part, is getting us on board with doing God's will. The hard part isn't hearing it, it's doing it. We all know what God's will is. We may not know all the specifics, but the hard part is in doing it. And so we have to train ourselves to do this. We have to train ourselves to give thanks. And so this morning I want us to consider what it is we are thankful for. It can be as simple as being thankful for your family. It can be as profound as being thankful for the salvation offered to us in Jesus Christ. And it can be, of course, anywhere in between. When I was in college, I had the unique opportunity to work in the cafeteria. And I liked working in the mornings because I could kind of work and get it done and then go to class. And I wouldn't have to worry about that the rest of the day. And my favorite morning to work was Wednesday morning, because Wednesday morning was biscuit and gravy day. Can I get an amen on that? Praise the Lord and pass the gravy. Good stuff. I loved working biscuit and gravy morning. It was the best day of the week. And it was, of course, the middle day of the week, right? So it's that day you need that little pickup. And so I worked breakfast every morning, and I always loved working the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I only lived an hour and a half away from school, so it was not difficult for me to then leave and go home for the Thanksgiving break. But every morning, I started this my freshman year, every morning on that Thanksgiving Wednesday, I would ask people as they came through the line, what are you thankful for today? And it can't be Jesus or family, because those are too easy. So you have to think of something else that you're thankful for. Not Jesus or family. Sometimes they'd tell me some really, really profound things. A few times they'd say they were thankful for me. And I said, that's the right answer. You can pass by. Get yourself a double portion of biscuits and gravy. But I want us to consider this morning, what are we thankful for? So I'm going to ask you to do something. Look at your neighbor on your right or your left. Tell that person one thing you are thankful for, and it cannot be Jesus or family. Go. All right. That'll work. Yeah, amen. Yes, they do. All right. You've had enough time. Quit it. So what are we thankful for this morning? Somebody share with me something you're thankful for. Again, it can't be Jesus, it can't be family. Work. Praise the Lord. What else? All right. Yeah, keep going. What else?
Friends.
Friends. Yeah, I had somebody else do that. School. Being here. What else? Choir. Absolutely. Waking up every morning. Coffee. Yes. I'm still waiting for the right answer. Yeah, there you go. No. What are we thankful for? It's the opportunity we have to give thanks, to be mindful of all of the things that God has done for us. It is indeed His will. I hope and pray this morning that you are thankful every day. I hope and pray this morning that it's not just one time of year you truly sit down and think of all the things that you're thankful for, but that you continue to be thankful. And in those difficult times, that you continue to verbalize your thankfulness to God. In difficult times in my life, I have found thanksgiving in reciting the Lord's Prayer, and I'm thankful for that prayer that I can pray, for the doxology, for the Gloria Patri, the opportunity to sing these and to be reminded of God's grace in our midst. This morning, I'm thankful for the conversation we have been able to have considering the things we're thankful for. We're thankful for the nursery. Yes, 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 absolutely. And thankful for all the children we have and the opportunity we have to celebrate them in our midst. To be thankful and celebrate time around the table. We must train ourselves to remind ourselves that no matter what happens to us, Jesus has given us salvation. And because of that, there should never be a day where we cannot give thanks. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must stop allowing life to show us what we don't have. We must stop focusing on the things that didn't go our way, and we must recognize what we do have in Christ, what we have with each other. The cup is never half empty if you are a follower of Jesus Christ this morning. It runs over. It spills over. It makes a graceful mess all over the place. And thanks be to God for that. One of the things I'm most thankful for is the opportunity to gather with my brothers and sisters in Christ on a regular basis. Knowing that in everything we do, we remind ourselves that we are the body of Christ. When we gather together in this time, in this place, we do so to celebrate all that God has done. And there are the rare opportunities we have from time to time to be reminded as a community of God's grace to us through the sacrament of baptism. We have on a monthly basis the opportunity to remember God's grace to us through the sacrament of Holy Communion. When someone comes to join our congregation, we celebrate and covenant with them to come alongside them, to be with them. During the celebrations of life, during funerals, when we come together, we celebrate the life of the person and the everlasting life they have now with Jesus Christ. We have also the opportunity to come and to celebrate the sacrament or the service of Christian marriage, being reminded that everything we do is in covenants. Everything we do is part of the body of Christ. What affects one affects us all. And we can give thanks to God that He is in the midst. And so this morning, as we continue our time of worship today, in a few moments, we'll have the opportunity to celebrate the service of Christian marriage. We'll have the opportunity to celebrate Gary and Susie in that way, to celebrate God's love and to be reminded of the covenant commitments that we have made to our spouses, to our church family, what we have made and promised to God. And so I hope and pray that that will be something that we consider this day. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and grace. We thank you for all that you do for us in the midst of our life. We thank you this day for your Son, Jesus Christ, for your Holy Spirit, for each and every person gathered here today. May we continue to remember your love and grace in our midst. And may we continue to celebrate and give thanks, even when life hurts us. Lord, we love you. We thank you, we praise you, and ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen.